the thing where the smoke would run out, what would you call it?
Chimney.
What kind of stove did y'all have?
The one that I can remember from back, since back, you know, old enough to remember, it was a bug. Big four-eyed stove, and the wood that it used was it'd take 18 inches long.
Good.
And it had and the reason they called it a book, I reckon that was just the name that it had for it, would be it had a big buck deer on the oven door. Mm-hmm. His deer's head on it. Oh. And I believe my mother said it must have been close around the top of it, must have been close to 4 foot square. And I believe my mother said that it cost $14. And you got fry pans, kettles, water kettles, and the baking pans, and an old iron pots to cook peas and corn in, all that kind of stuff. We got every bit of that.
Good.
The whole work for $14. It all come to is a assembly, all the whole thing.
You mentioned the frying pan. And did those frying pans have little legs on them?
Well, now that was what you call a Dutch oven.
Dutch oven.
Yes, sir. No, the ones that was on the stove, they didn't have legs. I've got a Dutch oven.
Did they ever call that a? You ever hear any people call it frying pan, anything signs of frying pan?
Well, that was what it, you mean that when it was used on the, my mother used on the stove?
Deborah, you ever hear them call that a skillet or a spot?
Well, yeah, you can call them a frying pan, a skillet, and then a Dutch oven. It all amounts to about the same thing, only a Dutch oven. You could put it, get out on a fire or in the fireplace. Right in the fireplace, I saw it going on a lot of it. You could put it up on some brick in the fireplace and legs where it's set up, you know, a little higher, and you'd have a hot cold in there. And man, my mother could make fish biscuits and put them in that thing, and it had a lid on it. Well, you baked them under the bottom, then you set it off of the fire, over them hot ashes there, and then you put your ashes on top of the thing and bake the top of the biscuit. Just like you would a stove, you see. It had a damper in it that you could turn it off and turn it on where the heat would go across the top of the stove or the oven, or it'd be under the bottom of it. Just your damper on your stove and turn it. And that was the same thing. My mother could make, I had a lot of people around, a lot of people that could really make good biscuits.
Now, your stove, what did you call a thing that would be hooked to the, was your stove hooked up to the chimney?
Well, yeah.
What did you call that thing that hooked the stove?
You mean the pipe, stove pipe, you still buy it.
Is that the same thing as a flue, or is a flue different?
Well, the flue is above that, you see. The flue would be up, and then the stove pipe ran into the flue. And the flue went on out. Now, in all homes, I've built a lot of them, but it didn't come right on. Now they build them to the ground up, and then your pipe goes in it up above the heater like that, or your stove. But they called it a flue. That's what it was.
Yes. Did you ever have to clean out the fireplace and everything?
That was one of the worst jobs in the world, cleaning the ashes out of it. Had to go in there with a regular scoop that you call it. We called it to tote them ashes out with. It was a job. Never let it get hot or cold in the wintertime. You go in there with an old bucket or a big old tub or something. And dig them things out, and that'd get hot as fire. And you choking it out, you burn your legs on. Heck yeah.